RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of afternoons is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded.
Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by Gillette Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Northeast Men's Health, and John Sewer and Drain Cleaning. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hour number three here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, a victory Patriots Monday. And we go back to the guest line for our weekly chat with Patriots defensive back, punt returner, and team captain Marcus Jones. Marcus, how those division winner hats and T-shirts fitting?
They're fitting good, man. They're fitting good.
How they look? I actually, you know, this is a team that over the years, they've had a lot of those that they won. Those are pretty good looking. Do you like the look of them for the accomplishment?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. You know, at the end of the day, it's definitely hard to do and everything, you know, and that's one step closer to, you know, our end goal for sure.
Marcus, how much sweeter, though, does it make it for you in your fourth year with the Patriots, having been on a losing team the first three seasons, to not only now just turn things around the way you guys have, 13-3 with a chance to finish 14-3, undefeated on the road, and now division champs with the swag to back it up. Like, how, like, just talk about emotionally how all of that resonates with you.
Yeah, it resonates great just off the fact of, you know, like you said, when I first got into the league and everything like that, we were trying to find our so-called, you know, identity and then also, you know, stack wins and stuff like that. So being able to, you know, see it change and everything like that and be a part of both scenes, you could say, it feels great just off the fact of, you know, like I said, it's definitely hard to win the division and everything. And the people that know, they know. And, you know, being able to say we're divisional champions in our division, it means a lot. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you're checking things off of the list, and those are one of the things that, you know, Braves always talked about, and us as a team wanted to do.
Marcus, there were obviously a lot of guys banged up out of action yesterday, and subsequently a lot of guys stepped up Over the course of this year, how much has this team and those guys sort of embraced that next man up mentality?
I would say, you know, everyone, you know, at the beginning of the year and stuff, that was something that, you know, we all knew about and stuff. And we know it's the National Football League, and anyone that's on the field, we trust them a lot. And we know that they're in the playbook, and, you know, we just keep our identity as we always have, no matter who's in the game.
And so last week, as you guys were practicing with so many guys down on both offense and defense, was it just the next man up mentality? Was it like a team centric approach, or could you tell that other guys were trying to do a little bit extra, like bring a little bit of extra juice and effort to the party, knowing that you had a lot of teammates that were dinged up and could be down for a while?
We always have that mindset of the next man up mentality. We trust anyone that's out there on the field and stuff like that. And we understand it's a team sport at the end of the day. So it's never like, all right, we feel like we got to pull more here and pull more there. It's like at the end of the day, you know, special teams have to rely on offense. Offense have to rely on the defense and everything, because it's the ultimate team sport at the end of the day.
Patriots defensive back team captain Marcus Jones here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Marcus, yesterday Jalen Hawkins had a huge interception early that kind of got the snowball going to the big lead. How has he settled in such a key role in that free safety spot? A lot of fans, I don't think, knew a lot about him maybe coming into the season. How have you seen him fit with this defense?
Man, I've seen him fit in this defense great. Just off the fact of, you know, making plays in the run game, also, you know, covering tight ends, and then also playing the post. You know what I mean? He's made some reliable plays and everything like that, and then knowing where to be and getting things handled in communication. You know, when you're back there at safety and stuff, you got to communicate 24/7. So we have some guys back there that's definitely, you know, over-communicating, and that's a great thing whenever it comes down to, you know, being a defensive back.
And on the other side of the ball, it was good to see Efton Chisholm finally get involved and catch his first professional pass and then touchdown as well. Your coach mentioned in his postgame presser that he catches a lot of touchdowns on you guys in practice and has been great for you. Just talk a little bit about, if you can, you know, what it meant to get him out there and get him going. And do you ever have to cover him in practice? Is he that tough to cover?
We all have to cover him at practice and everything like that. Yeah, Chiz is a great student of the game. You know, he learns a lot from a lot of people and everything, and we're definitely excited off the fact of, you know, him being able to get his first catch, and his first catch ended up being a touchdown and everything like that. So there's many more to come for him in his NFL career for sure.
Marcus, beyond winning the division, you guys also accomplished an undefeated record on the road, 8-0 on the road. Why do you think you guys were able to accomplish that? That is something that is not very common in the history of the National Football League.
Yeah, I feel like it comes down to, you know, we have to bring our own energy, you know, and then we know it's going to be a hostile environment anytime that we're playing away. And then I will also say, you know, I want to commend our fans and everything like that too, man. We have fans that, you know, that come to all the away games whenever, you know, it's a close game, or, you know, anytime that, you know, we start getting the league and stuff, like you can literally hear the fans saying defense and chanting on and doing all those things. So, you know, even whenever we're playing away, you know, we kind of feel that almost that home atmosphere at the same time too. So that's been, you know, great to hear from our fans and stuff. But, you know, like I said, man, we know it's a hostile environment, and we have to bring our own energy in order to get W's away.
Marcus, obviously you finished the season with two consecutive division games at the Jets, and then now you wrap it up at home in front of your fans with a chance to maybe even get the one seed against the Miami Dolphins. Do you get a little extra juice? Like, do you get extra fired up for division games, or do you just get that fired up each and every Sunday?
Division games are always different when it comes down to it, because it's the division. But at the end of the day, like, man, I treat every game the same when it comes down to the preparation part. The most important one is the next one. You know, it might sound cliche to people, but whenever you're in this atmosphere and in this league, like you understand it. It's just, I was always taught at a young age to be where your feet at. And whenever you do that and stuff like that, usually you get stuff handled, you know, one by one. And then whenever that next time comes, you'll be prepared for the next one and stuff like that. So
Marcus, from my perspective, you got snubbed out of the Pro Bowl. I think you could have gone both as the return man or as a cornerback. So I'm not going to ask you about being snubbed, put you in an awkward spot. But I did want to ask you, do you think in the modern NFL that slot cornerback should be a spot on the Pro Bowl roster? It's like every team starts a slot cornerback. Should that be a position on the Pro Bowl, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. It's a very important position, I would say. You know, we're fitting a run. We're also guarding the fast guys in the slot. So I feel as though that should be something that they should have in the future off the fact that everyone has a slot corner, like you said. And it's definitely a different position when it comes down to it. And there's a lot of guys in the league that are making plays at that position as well. So I feel as though that would be definitely smart if they end up having that there for sure.
When we talked to Drake a little while ago, we talked about how he had such a great day yesterday and he was spinning it so well. It seemed like he was a little bit under the weather yesterday. Did you guys notice that he had a little extra something going on yesterday with the 5 touchdown passes and 5 TDs on 5 straight drives?
Yeah, we just know he's a gamer. At the end of the day, you know, we trust him with, you know, any pass that he ends up throwing and everything like that. And we're happy for him anytime that we can get the ball back in his hands for sure.
We always like to ask these questions looking back, was because obviously now Drake May is a superstar. He is an MVP candidate, all of those things. Was there a point over this year, last year, when you realized, oh, our quarterback is going to be something special? This guy's got it.
Yeah, I would say, you know, when it comes down to a quarterback is a position of feel. You know, comfortability is a big thing as a quarterback, too. Whenever you're comfortable in the pocket, you know, you can make throws and everything like that and be consistently confident over time. So I would say, you know, just the training camp of this year, you know, I seen Drake from, you know, year one to year two. And, you know, so far, it's been to where he's been real confident back there, man, and just the leadership that comes with it and everything on the offensive side. Like any time that he says something to the offensive guys, they do it without even blinking. And that's great to see, you know, when it comes down to being a leader on the offense, because those guys would do anything for him. So, you know, when it comes down to that and him being confident and everything like that and making throws that he's making, like, I feel as though the sky is the limit for him.
Obviously, the biggest game of your life will probably be the playoff game coming up, whether it's in 2 weeks or 3 weeks at home. What was the game you had to get the most geeked up for previously? Like, was there a high school game, a college game? Was there ever a time like you think that the nerves will match up what you're going to go through for your first NFL playoff game?
No, I'm not going to compare it because it's different. You know what I mean? Like the National Football League and stuff. I've been in college and played in the conference championship and everything like that. But it's different. You know, I'm not going to bring those emotions of trying to get more geeked up and everything for the fact of, you know, finding out how to compare. I understand what you're saying and everything, but I just feel like it's different when it comes down to it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right. Now the most important question, did you get those socks you wanted for Christmas?
Yeah, I did. I got some all white socks and everything. So that was great and everything like that. And I also got some underwear. So yeah, I'm good.
You're set for another 365, baby. Socks and underwear.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, we got to get my man like a Stance or a Bombas sponsorship or something over here, Andy. Like,
yeah, get your agent. Get you a deal for socks and underwear. You're the perfect spokesman for that.
I'm gonna have to.
I'm not sure if you're big into making these or not, Marcus, but any New Year's plans and or resolutions?
New Year's is, I would say usually with my family, we'll have like black eyed peas and everything. That's what we'll usually do and everything. But my parents, you know, they're back home, so I'm not going to see them on New Year's. But I would say New Year's resolution. I don't have one right now, but I'm definitely going to look at all the things that I've done over 2025 and stuff and anything that I've had, you know, health in front of situation of me as a person, me as a father, and, you know, things like that that I can enhance. I'm going to keep that going into 2026.
All right, Marcus, appreciate you joining us. Congrats on the win and the division crown, and good luck on Sunday finishing out the regular season, heading into the postseason. We'll talk to you next week.
I sure appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Marcus. Patriots defensive back Marcus Jones.
I always forget he's a dad on top of it, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's got a lot going on.
Family man, a captain, dynamic playmaker.
Like somebody who's so talented, so multi-purpose, so versatile, and all the guy wants is socks and undies, just like socks and draws.
Yep. You know, your mother always tell you, like, you know, put clean underwear on just in case you get into a car accident. You don't want to go to the emergency room with dirty underwear on, that whole thing. Yes, Dan Ball?
I really thought we were going to get a couple of snaps of him on offense this week. I really thought with the injuries. I know, and Fitz, you made a good point in our group chat about why that was not a wise decision, but I would have loved to see it, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's so fun to watch with the ball in his hands. I think anybody would love to see it anytime. If and only that it came with the disclaimer or caveat of like, oh, he'll be fine. Don't worry about it, guys. Because if he gets injured, like guys like Marcus Jones potentially getting hurt, now you're really screwed because you lose somebody who could like flip the field or change the momentum of the game in a single play. And also is arguably one of your three best defenders all season long.
Yes, against both the pass and the run. He is a key defender.
Second leading tackler, for God's sake.
And that's where I wanted to jump off from because, you know, I asked him about Jalen Hawkins. And I know you can have your ups and downs with Gonzalez. Is he worth $140 million? Blah, blah, blah. But this secondary has been healthy and good. Like, they have done a pretty good job this year. And the corners we expected, I think. Because you got Gonzo, you got a $18 million Carlton Davis, that whole thing. I got to be honest with you. I had no expectation that Hawkins and Woodson would be as competent as they have been in the back end. And we all know that bad safety play in the NFL is just a recipe for disaster on defense. It's big plays allowed in the passing game. It's big runs allowed in the run game. And I think Woodson and Hawkins kind of fly under the radar as to how important they are to this football team.
Yeah, I'll be honest. When they decided to get rid of both Jabril Peppers and your boy, I thought like...
Okay, Kyle Duggar, my boy?
Kyle Duggar, yeah.
Did you forget his name or you just wanted to make sure?
I was going to call him Lenore Ryan. I had a momentary brain fart.
I was racking my brain for, did Andy use my guy on Kyle Duggar at some point?
I use it a lot.
He did with every other Patriots player.
I use it a lot.
I said your boy.
Oh, my boy. That seems disrespectful.
That's a different club. So they get rid of Duggar and Peppers, and I just kept thinking, like, how can either of these guys not be useful or productive or helpful on this football team? Their experience, they both hit hard. Peppers like hits like a freight train. He seemed to be, I know he was embroiled in that controversy last year that brought, you know, shame and scandal to my hometown more than I've ever brought. But like, man, like they saw something in Hawkins and Woodson, and these guys have been terrific. So shame on me and Bell. It's just another one of the reasons why, Andy, these guys are the coaches. These guys are the talent evaluators. These guys are the coordinators. And we just talk about them.
Yeah, no question, because I'd stand by my fact. I think those were bad decisions, even though in hindsight,
I hated them.
You're 8-0 on the road. You got 13 wins. You won the division. You're going to the playoffs. For a while, you had the greatest run defense in the history of the franchise. Yeah. I still kind of think those were bad decisions. Like, I still kind of think you'd be better if you had Peppers and Duggar in the mix.
At least one of them.
And like, Del Pettis led the team in tackles yesterday. Like, you couldn't give one of those guys Del Pettis's roster spot and be a better football. I don't know. I don't know the behind-the-scenes dynamics, and we talked a lot about that at the time, about roles and how guys were or weren't going to accept roles. But those guys are good football players that I still think going into a playoff game, I'd like to have those guys on the roster. I'd like to have those guys in the back. Like, you got to have it stop against, like, Josh Allen or I don't know. I'd like to have those guys on the field. But whatever. What do we know? As you said, we just talk about it on the radio. Mike Vrabel makes those difficult decisions. I'd even put David Andrews in there. I'm still not totally sure why you had to get rid of David Andrews. I know there's a shoulder, and is he hurt? Whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Couldn't use David Andrews as a veteran leader, offensive line, like just throwing it all to Garrett Bradbury and Ben Brown. I don't know.
But
it's
also,
weird to
Dave,
me.
Like, at least with Garrett Bradbury, like, he has supplanted somebody that was injury riddled. Like, David Andrews had so many seasons that where he played but half the season at most. Like, the guy was, like, he would have had to have put his body through hell to get back. He wanted to try, it seems, obviously, because he loved playing football and loved being a Patriot, but and he's doing a great job in the media. But
Dan Ball?
I find this conversation and the Rafael Devers conversation with the Red Sox very similar. Yes, you absolutely could have been better with the talent in a vacuum that those guys bring, but can you argue with the results and the culture that was built with them not in the room? And that's kind of where I struggle. And which one carries more value, one versus another? I don't know if there's an answer, necessarily one right answer to that question.
And I'll also add another layer to that. So in the Red Sox version, when you saw that they couldn't score any runs in the postseason, you're like, damn, I'd like to have Rafi Devers hitting right now, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
If I watch one of these teams run the ball down the Patriots' throat and it looks like they're just running over Jalen Hawkins, for example, and I'm like, huh, you know what would be nice now? If you bring in Jabril Peppers to knock this guy's block off. So mm-hmm. Can I choose to answer that question in a couple of weeks to see how the playoffs play out?
Nope. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think they're similar. Like, you're right. You maybe you wouldn't have gotten here with the dynamic, the mosaic of leadership, whatever you want to call that. But now you're here, and I still think it'd be nice to have a thumper like Peppers or Duggar on this defense to help out with the depth and the things they might deal with.
Right, because the other comparison, you know, the naysayers to the Rafael Devers deal were really loud when it happened and then pretty quiet when they were playing great.
Yep.
And then pretty loud again after the Yankees series. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's hard to fully know. Like, if the Patriots, God willing, win a Super Bowl, then you go, I couldn't care who they cut at the beginning of the season because it worked, and look at the benefit that we had from a culture perspective.
Oh, yeah, if they win the Super Bowl, we'll never mention those guys again other than to fluff up Mike Vrabel and his decision-making and his Midas touch and everything.
And say, the Patriots had to cut Lauren Molloy in 03, so obviously, you know, getting rid of entitled safeties is a big part of the Patriots making Super Bowl seasons.
The 802 wet blanket chimes in on the text line. It's all about chemistry and culture. Can we please move on? Sure, we'll move on. Because you want to. You don't want to talk about it. God forbid we have a discussion about sports. And also, it's all about chemistry and culture is disrespectful to the team, I believe.
That's a dumpy take from Utah.
Yeah, that's Utah? The 802 is Utah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, figures. One of them, I won't say that, probably shouldn't generalize with any religious generalization.
That's just going to get us in a ton of trouble.
617-779-7937. We're going to ask you a simple question. Which star quarterback from the AFC East, that's Josh Allen and Drake May, is more likely to make not the game-winning play in the postseason, the game-losing play? A little Allen-May comp that you haven't heard up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots beat the New York Jets on the road yesterday afternoon. The final score was 42-10. With their win over the Jets and a Bills loss against the Eagles, the Patriots claimed their 22nd AFC East Division title and their first since 2019. New England also finishes the regular season with a perfect 8-0 record on the road. It's the 12th time in NFL history and the third time in franchise history that a team has finished 8-0 away from home. Patriots quarterback Drake May finished the day 19 of 21 for 256 yards and five, count them five, passing touchdowns. May's fifth touchdown pass of the day set a new franchise record for the most receivers with a touchdown reception at five. Austin Hooper, Ramondre Stevenson, Stephon Diggs, Hunter Henry, and Efton Chisholm all found the end zone yesterday. May is also the first Patriot to have five touchdown passes in a game since Tom Brady did it against Houston back in 2017. May was removed from the game midway through the third quarter, and backup quarterback Joshua Dobbs finished the day 3 of 4 with 30 passing yards. Tonight, week 17 in the NFL concludes with Monday Night Football as the 11-4 Rams visit the 6-9 Falcons. Kickoff is at 8:15. Coverage via Westwood One begins here on WEEI at 7 p.m. From around the NFL scoreboard, the Steelers lost to the Browns in Cleveland yesterday 13-6, meaning that next Sunday's game between Pittsburgh and Baltimore will decide the AFC North. Losses for both Carolina and Tampa Bay mean that Saturday's matchup between the two will decide the NFC South. And wins from Seattle and San Francisco this weekend sets up a game between the two in which the winner will capture an NFC West title and the number one seed in the conference. The Celtics fell to the Portland Trail Blazers yesterday night, 114-108. Boston plays game 3 of a 5-game road trip tomorrow night in Utah. And the Bruins play game 2 of a 5-game road trip tonight in Calgary against the Flames. Puck drop is at 9 p.m. Boston is 20-18-1 on the season. They've lost 5 games in a row. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
We're going to go for it.
We're going for the jugular in this first half. May inside. It's Diggs. It's a touchdown. And that catch is worth $500,000 too. His fourth of the day hits the incentive, gets the touchdown, and makes it 27-3.
First of all, public service announcement. Fitzy, 802 is Vermont. You idiot.
Sorry.
That's not me talking. That's one of the texters. Others said that, things I can't say on the radio. But.
That is. Okay, fine. That is it. Yes. Okay, my bad. I mean, Utah's 80-something, so have fun up there in Vermont.
80-something.
Utah is 801. We checked that during the break. Andy, you're good at the rhyming game. You want to rhyme some of the other insults that are on the text line?
No, I do not. I do not at all. I just think it's interesting. I almost ended my radio career making a generalization about a religion that wasn't even an appropriate comparison.
Well, I apologize for nothing. Sorry about that. You know, people do say that Vermont is the Utah of New England.
Do they really say that?
No,
they
nope. Don't. No one has ever, no said, one that has ever said that.
We're the first.
So you heard that play from Drake May. So we know Drake May can make plays, correct? A lot of them.
He's pretty good at being a playmaker. Yeah, like the arm, the thinking, the improvisation, the legs. Plus, also, I don't know if you heard, Andy, he's 6'5", 230.
Yeah, I did hear that. And the more I think about that, maybe the reason the Patriots are so good is all these guys have these chips on his shoulder. Clearly, Drake May has a chip on his shoulder, thinks he's as tough as any defensive lineman out there. We just talked to Marcus Jones. We know Marcus Jones has told us he thinks he's the biggest guy in every collision he has with offensive linemen, wide receivers, whatever. The head coach clearly thinks he's the toughest guy in every room he walks in. Is this maybe a reason for this chip on their shoulder, a reason for their success?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm 230 pounds, 6'5". It's a little harder to light me up than you think.
That gets funnier every time I hear it.
I can't believe that you use that phrasing.
Why?
One of those guys, how come more guys don't light you up? Because if I was out there, I'd want to light you up. Like,
no, no, no. I would want to if I was out there inside the frame of a 310-pound defensive tackle. I would try
to. Oh, so if you could just put on like a, you know, an Iron Man mech or something like that. Oh, okay.
Or like, I don't know, a Christian Barmore suit. If you give me a Christian Barmore suit, then yes, I'm looking to light up Drake May if he tries to block me on one of these reverses.
Okay, now back to your original point. This team has an attitude. Not an attitude problem, but this team definitely has an attitude.
Yes, and
they
all have
chips. They all think they're badasses. They're all a bunch of MFers. And I love that. They hit hard. Like, who exemplifies that more than Christian Ellis? Guy seems like the nicest dude in the world. You know, he himself, a dad as well, well-spoken on his midday appearances. Then he gets out there and hits like he wants to end someone's life.
Yes, Dimball.
And if you needed any example of where that attitude comes from, I direct you to the sideline yesterday at the end of the first half when Mike Vrabel took a timeout, turned to his quarterback, and said, blank him. And that's exactly where that comes from.
But not even just said it. If you watch that clip, he did it with like the Conor McGregor strut or something. Like he's had a little swag. F him. Like he was feeling himself. He was feeling really good about. Now, obviously, they're blowing out the Jets. It's the Jets, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do think it's trickle down economics. It's trickle down chip on shoulder or attitude or confidence, whatever you want to call that. But I will also say the quarterback reins that in. I think the quarterback does a really good job. Drake May, we know he can make plays, but he's learned to rein it in. I want you to think, how many stupid plays has Drake May made over the last, let's say, month? How many stupid plays, like losable, just what the bleep are you doing, Drake kind of plays?
I always hate saying stupid. It's such an insulting word. Bad, boneheaded. Jesus. But yeah, okay. I don't know, one maybe?
Yeah.
Tops. I'm not even sure which one it was, but I'd say one.
I would agree. Now I watched
the interception against the Ravens. Like that was kind of a boneheaded play. He forced that one.
I watched the second half of the Eagles and Bills game yesterday, and I think you could argue Josh Allen made a half dozen idiotic plays, stupid plays, boneheaded plays, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Allen is supposedly the best football player on the planet, is definitely the reigning MVP. And that had me thinking. Heading into the postseason, we tend to fixate on the positive, the optimism, like which guy can make plays. Oh, the Texans defense is so good. All these things. But if you flip that script, who is more likely to make a game losing play? Who's more likely to make a play for either the Bills or the Patriots that ends their season? Is it Josh Allen, who's been there, done that in the playoffs? Or is it the first time playoff participant, Drake May? And I have a very strong answer, but I would like you to go first, Fitzy.
The same guy that is just as likely to make a heroic game-saving or season-extending play is the same guy that is likely to make a boneheaded, why did you do that, you forced it there play, and that's Josh Allen.
Absolutely. And that was on full display yesterday when he had that weird fumble. He didn't think it was a fumble, didn't chase it down, led to their score. He had the sack. I don't even know how many yards he lost, but he took them out of field goal range. It was so bad that Gronk was articulately ripping them on the postgame show for that play. He made a number of plays that, and he's capable of the great ones. I'm not saying he's not. But he made a number of plays that were not necessarily in the best interests of the Buffalo Bills and his team. And it shouldn't be that way, right? The 23-year-old first-year full-time starter probably should be still making more of those plays. And the aged MVP guy who's gone toe-to-toe with Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. But yet, if I'm a Bills fan, I still worry a little bit about Josh Allen in crunch time.
Yeah, but Drake's made mistakes and learned from it. I think this is the difference also in having like a young offensive coordinator who's almost your age in Joe Brady versus with Josh Allen versus having someone that is easily old enough to be his dad, if not almost a grandfather, in Josh McDaniels, like who's been around and relates to him in a totally different capacity as well. Drake is demonstrating the ability to stumble, fall, pick himself up and learn, whereas Josh Allen keeps just trying to do a little too much. And again, he'll make the superhero play and then he'll make the super zero play.
And I think it's weird because one of the things, so we've talked about the easy schedule, just different things about what people are going to doubt about the Patriots heading into the postseason, whether they're two seed, one thing they're going to doubt or question is, what's Drake May going to look like in a postseason game? You asked Marcus Jones about it, right? This is going to be the biggest game that, not just because it's the next one in a couple weeks, Drake, but actually literally the biggest game you've ever played in, postseason football, win or go home. There are people that wonder, oh, will the spot be too big for him? Will the spotlight be too bright for him? Whereas in reality, I think you can ask that question about the quarterback on the Buffalo Bills who, Dan Ball, you brought this up to me when we were talking about some of these issues, doesn't seem to trust his team and therefore tries to do too much everything at all times. Meanwhile, I got Drake May throwing to Efton Chisholm with confidence and not caring who's out there and just making plays. Josh Allen seems like he's a mistake waiting to happen.
Yeah, the two mindsets around the targets are almost 180 degrees different from one another, where it seems like Drake May is embracing, all right, this guy's lining up as a wide receiver, I'm going to get it to him. Where yesterday and in weeks past, you've seen him trust Dalton Kincaid. And past that, not really anybody, to the point where he was going downfield to Brandon Cooks, 2025 Brandon Cooks. Yes. So yeah,
made a great catch, by the way,
and he did. And I'm not taking
like 2015 Brandon Cooks. That was awesome,
right? Exactly. And every now and again, the broken clock will be right, and he can do that. But yeah, I see a guy who is trying to overcompensate for the fact that he looks downfield and goes, "Who the hell am I supposed to get the ball to right now?"
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines for this little mistake comparison between May and Josh Allen. We'll go to Alex in the car. What's up, Alex?
So I am a Chiefs fan, and I've been watching Josh Allen in the playoffs for years. And it's always been his team that messes it up with the game on the line and not him. Because in the 13 seconds game, you gave him the ball. He gave his team the opportunity to win the game and go to the Super Bowl the AFC Championship with 13 seconds, and the defense blew it. And then, you know, Tyler Bass misses the kick wide left or whatever, wide right, you know, Bills fashion. And then, you know, the first down, you know, the Bills have had the rules changed for them so many times, and it's not because Josh Allen messes it up. It's because his team can't finish, and that's all I got to say.
Thanks for the call, Alex.
And he's got a lousy coach, too. I'm not a fan.
I 100% agree. If you wanted to expand this comparison, which coach is going to do something that loses his team a football game? Is it Sean McDermott or Mike Vrabel?
He did it yesterday. Don't go for two there.
Does it every day. He does it every game. I swear he has many, like, panic attacks on the sideline. Like, the end of game, he's like, oh, my God, the game is on the line. What do we do here? And he just, like, blurts something out and has no idea what he's doing. And I agree with the caller. Historically for Josh Allen, I don't know that I agree with him right now. I've watched a lot of Josh Allen this year, and I don't know if it's what Dan is talking about, the trust factor. He knows that he doesn't have a lot that he can turn to or whatever, but he's dangerous and not in a good way this year for his football team.
He's trying to do too much because, again, let's go back to that whole point that they made this morning on ESPN that I parroted a little while ago. This is their worst team with their best opportunity. There's no Mahomes. You've got a banged up Ravens team. There's no Burrow. This should have been the year. The path was cleared perfectly for Buffalo to go to the big game and finally end their drought. And instead, they're botching it up because they just don't have the roster. They just don't have the talent around him, and he's trying to do too much.
I wonder if he's thinking about that. I wonder if he realizes, oh, no Mahomes, no Burrow, maybe no Lamar. It's this young guy that's compared to me, so I should be able to beat him. People are going to hold this against me. People are going to use this to sort of, you know, magnify my legacy or inability to get over the hump. I wonder if he's actually thinking about that in a weird way. You know, not necessarily play by play, but maybe when he goes home and he's talking to, what's his wife's name? She was taking
Haley Steinfeld.
And she was taking shots at the Patriots. Did you see that when they
went?
Maybe we'll do that in odds and ends a little bit later. Learn the team who owns the division. Maybe know who they are.
Haley
Steinfeld or Seinfeld or whatever the hell your name is. But I do wonder, and I just think Josh Allen is making more mistakes than he should be making at this point in his career. And if you made me bet a significant amount of money on who makes the bigger mistake this January, I would bet on Josh Allen. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. How you feeling about your Patriots? What's the argument for them being a Super Bowl contender? And what's the argument against them? Everybody has their warts in the National Football League this year. I cleaned it up for Dan Ball. He didn't like the word I used earlier. Every team has its warts, including the Patriots. What is their wart that you're most worried about as the postseason draws near? And at the top of the hour, we'll hear from Drake May again. We had a fun Patriots Monday interview here on WEEI Afternoons. That's all next with your phone calls. 14 Suckies.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hard, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I mean, I would say, again, probably everybody that's healthy will play. I mean, that's just where we're at, and haven't looked too far into it this morning here, but I would anticipate everybody that's healthy will play in the football game.
That was Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show this morning with Wiggy and Coco. Time now for our league leaders and who's circling the drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Fitzy, we know that the Patriots are among the AFC leaders in wins, but their chances at the number one seed are circling the drain. Why, you ask? Are you worried about the Dolphins? I am not. Not worried about the Patriots beating the Dolphins. It's more out west, where Jim Harbaugh just announced to reporters that Justin Herbert will not play against the Broncos on Sunday. So
that's what I wanted to share with you. I just saw that a second ago and was like, well, see you later, one seed.
So much for you saying Jim Harbaugh would never tank, because he's tanking on Sunday. Jim Harbaugh, who will do anything, because we saw his career at Michigan and how that played out, plus those hideous glasses. But yeah,
holy stallions, what are you accusing Mr. Captain Wholemeal, Captain Khakis of? Andy, this could very well also be like, maybe that left hand is worse than we think it is.
No, I don't think so. I think he's just, you know what's worse than what we think it is? Or as bad as we think it is? That offensive line. And he's going against a pass rush that for times this season has been described as historic. And seeing that go against Justin Herbert is probably not something he wants heading into the postseason. So I kind of get it. But I do wonder, and we had a couple texters immediately say this, you think this Mike Vrabel just said, if you're healthy, you're going to play. Any chance this changes anything from a Patriots perspective, how they play this football game, knowing that you're not going to have a week off? You're likely going to be hosting another team as the two seed if you take care of your business. This change anything from a Patriots perspective?
Considering that Trey Lance will be starting the game for the Los Angeles Chargers in Denver, yeah, it changes a lot. You know who's not getting a lot of if Milton Williams is healthy? Okay, get out there for those first two series. Thanks, bub. Morgan Moses, who's been off and on, you know, trying to get that 90% playing time, big $1.5 million incentive. Let's go ahead and just make sure Marcus Bryant is healthy enough to go out there and get some meaningful reps. They're not going to get the one seed. So you want to play some guys? Great. But if there are guys that have had questionable designations over the last couple of weeks, Andy, I'm playing them a little bit and then I'm walking them right off to the sideline because I'm not risking losing another starter for what now is almost certainly going to be Chargers at Pats once again, wild card round, Saturday, January 10th, we'll say?
So I think Vrabel's been managing things for a couple weeks now. I think he's been managing the Robert Spillane issue. I think all the guys that were out this week, I think he was managing the situation and treating it like it was the Jets because, well, it was the Jets and he could. But I still think you need to make sure you win this football game. You want momentum heading in, and if you lose it, I don't even know what the permutations are. Dan Ball, I'm sure you could find those for me, not to put you on the spot there, but say you lose to the Dolphins and the Broncos win. I don't know what road you go down there for the Patriots, if the Bills win or whatever happens there. I think you need to keep the momentum. I'm a big momentum guy. I don't want to lose heading into the postseason, especially not a young, developing football team that is kind of
multiple game. Yeah, you don't want to go like whoever said, man, nice 3-game losing streak will get us fired up for the playoffs.
So, yes, I agree with you, Fitzy. You can manipulate some of the very specific ones, maybe a Spillane, maybe a Milton Williams. But I don't think this is like, this is a preseason game now. We're not going to play anybody. Your backups across the board. I don't look at it that way. This team is not that kind of team. I think this team needs to finish the job that it started and roll into the postseason with a nice victory over the Dolphins. And Quinn Ewers.
I mean, they know what they're capable of when they're healthy. They know what they're capable of at full staff. They know what they're capable of, period. I don't think like, oh, no, we came in in half measure and Quinn Ewers beat us. Like, this isn't, put it this way, Andy, at the end of the 2019 season, when the Patriots were playing to secure the bye and Ryan Fitzpatrick and Devontae Parker came in and chewed them up and Mike Gesicki, no less, and chewed them up and Brady played terribly and they somehow lost that game. That was a harbinger of what was to come the following week against Mike Vrabel, no less, and the Tennessee Titans. If the Patriots kind of like half-ass their way through this game, mostly looking to protect and secure the health of their team so they can show down against the Chargers in a game they should be heavily favored in, I don't put too much stock in that. I ain't worried about that.
Yeah, I think there's a better chance the Patriots put up 40 on the Dolphins than they take their foot off the gas and rest people. I think that we just talked about it. You know, the swagger of some of these guys, the chip on their shoulder, what they want to be. And you can always have hindsight. You know, they could be playing into the third quarter with a 3-score lead and, you know, an injury happens. Okay, hindsight is always right.
Ernest Johnson, get ready for 30. Get ready to speak 30 carries, my friend. Like, do you
want to run? I don't want that. I do not want that. I want pedal to the metal, get your points. Now, hopefully, you know what would be ideal is the kind of the same game you just played on Sunday against the Jets is a nice 3-score lead in the second quarter. And then you can take your foot off the gas and just cruise to a victory. That's the ideal situation where we're, you know, Leonard Taylor III is on the defensive line in the third quarter and all these things. But who knows? The Dolphins.
A little more talent on that team. And also, you have a coach in Aaron Glenn who is still figuring out how to coach and may or may not hold on to his job versus Mike McDaniel, who looks like he's trending towards holding on to his job. Nothing would be more impressive than, you know, giving the Pats a game and maybe even knocking them off their spot. Listen, I understand the value of playing a full game, but especially considering it could be a short week with a game on a Saturday, you're now the 425 spot. I'm giving a couple. Steph Diggs, get the yards, get those incentives, and then get your ass on the sideline.
So the Patriots, it looks like, will be playing on Wild Card Weekend. They'll be the two seed. They'll be hosting somebody. Maybe, as you said, Fitzy, the Chargers are that team. If so, I'll just go on the record now. I'm taking the Patriots. I think the Patriots are the much better football team. I like the home team. So see you in the divisional round the following weekend. But in case you missed it, Jim Harbaugh just told reporters out in L.A. that Justin Herbert will not play the finale against the Denver Broncos. So the chances of winning the number one seed and getting that bye just deteriorated a little bit. Yes, Dan Ball?
Just to add a little bit of clarity on the matchup. So assuming that all of the favorites win, as long as you beat Miami, then you're the two seed, then you are the two seed and you get the Chargers. If you lose against Miami and all the other favorites win, you're the three seed and you get the Bills, both at home.
So who would you prefer, Fitzy? Bills at home or Chargers at home?
Oh, me want Chargers.
Yeah, same thing.
They have way more sucky on that team.
Oh, now we can say sucky. I thought it was warts. Now I just don't know what we're saying on this show, but I agree. Harold Landry, Chase on and company, you should be able to get after Justin Herbert. I know he can score points, and I know they can make plays, but I'll take my chances with this offense, Drake May and company, to get into the 30s if they need to win that football game. 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for The Drive. That means today we will replay the tremendous interview we had with Drake May, where I may have annoyed him and made him think I thought I could knock his block off. That's next here on WEEI.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.